Hello, welcome to Line of Jude Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject, we're still dealing with Divine Healing, Part 4. And the topic we're dealing with within Divine Healing is called the Traditions of Man. Let us now start with some of the common religious traditions. The first one, healing has passed away. Miracles have passed away. No, they have not passed away. A religion and tradition will tell you they've passed away with the apostles. They have passed away with Paul and Jesus, but they're not for today. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." That means that God is still in the healing business. He's still in the miracle business, for he is a God who changes not. In James chapter 1, verse 17, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." For healing to pass away, God would have to pass away. Because Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 says, "For I am the Lord, I healeth thee." God is not going to pass away. He was forever there, and he will be there forever in the future. Healing, miracles, signs, miracles, and wonders were there in the day of Jesus, in the day of the Old Testament. They're here also in the day of the New Testament. They're for the believer, and they will not pass away. For them to pass away, God would have to pass away, and that's impossible. For healing to pass away, God would have to change his name, because one of his names is Jehovah Rapha, which means I am the Lord, your healer. The church today is still in the book of Acts. It is not finished. Whatever his will is in the book of Acts is his will for today. Let us go now to the next religious tradition. God makes you sick to teach you something. That's a lie. He's a good God. He doesn't do that. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or the woman of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished or trained unto all good works." God teaches through his word. He does not put sickness on us to teach us something. Sometimes the body of Christ will hear that in church circles, that, oh, God's put that on you to teach you something. God's put cancer on you to teach you something. That's not correct. God is not the author of sickness and disease. God is the healer of sickness and disease. That's something we have to get into our heart, into our mind at all times. Satan is the author of sickness and disease, not God. The Holy Spirit is the teacher of the church and of the believer, not Satan. So God uses his word and God uses the Holy Spirit to teach us something. Let us go to the next one. Well, God did not make me sick, but he allowed Satan to make me sick. There is only one person who allows Satan to put sickness on you, and that is you. You are the one who is in authority on the earth. And we see that in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 16, and Mark chapter 16, verse 18. The Bible says also, we are to resist the devil and he will flee from us. James chapter 4, verse 7. Cancer is not the teacher of the church. The Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you into all truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. You cannot go to the same God for healing if you think he has made you sick. We are the ones to resist the sickness and disease. As I've said before, the Bible says, submit yourself to God, which is the word of God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. To put it in very simple terms, God's saying, resist the sickness and disease by humbling yourself or going and believing the word of God and operating on the word of God, doing what the word of God says in that situation in the name of Jesus by faith. So when the sickness comes onto us, we don't accept it. We don't allow it to come on us. We fight it and say, it does not belong to me, because the Bible says, by his stripes, I am healed and not sick. In the new covenant we have with God through Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we are delivered from the curse of the law. And every sickness that's named and not named comes under the curse of the law. and we are redeemed from the curse of the law, which means sickness and disease of any kind has no authority to come upon us unless we allow it. A final word here. If we believe the traditions of man, that will put us or a believer in a neutral position where those sicknesses and diseases will have authority over them. God does not want that. God says, take my word, believe it, speak it out in faith in the name of Jesus, come against that sickness and disease. No matter what the traditions of man say, we are to fight that sickness and disease out of our lives because we have been redeemed from it through and in the name of, and the blood of Jesus Christ. I hope you've enjoyed today's message. We'll continue on in the next part with the traditions of man. Thank you for listening and God bless. Bye-bye.